What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome to the final episode of Season 7. If you've been here since the beginning, you know I close out every season by reading some quote-unquote blind items, submissions that haven't been solved yet, or maybe I've reached out to the people and they couldn't get back to me for some reason, because sometimes some of these submissions are really fascinating, but for whatever reason, like, I can't get the actual story on the podcast. So this is kind of a fun way to round out the season and get ready for the next one as I'm starting to prepare for that. The way this episode is going to work is I'm going to read all of these breakup submissions. We'll speculate a little bit and it'll be a fun little gossipy time. So I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, about 15 blind items here. And I haven't read through all of them, so we're going to be kind of reacting to this in real time. I just looked at some of the most recent submissions I've gotten and haven't had the chance to look into. So we're going to be surprised and shocked together. So let's get into the first one. This first one said, I ended my 27-year best friendship after she slept with a person who allied with my high school hate crimers. Interesting. Okay. Like actual death threats, cops involved, a school mandated separation, and a PTSD diagnosis. It was a whole thing. The crazy part is, even after she told me what she had done, I still didn't cut her off. It took a few more months of her calling my wedding plans tacky for me to realize my best friend was actually my op. Okay, I am highlighting that one and I will be reaching out to that person shortly. Yeah, why is it always like the people closest to you that secretly hate you? Like, you don't have to be my friend. Like, that, no one is keeping you here. There's no contract. It's not, this isn't marriage. You can leave if you don't like me, but I don't know. I guess some people just prefer to keep their enemies closer. Question mark. Okay, here's the second submission. So we'll call this person A. A had a year and a half relationship with someone I thought was the one. He was God-loving, loved me, adored my dogs, spent time with my family, and expressed love in all the right ways. We had what I believed we both wanted until things began to shift. The affirmations dwindled, life plans became contentious, and constant arguments ensued. Despite our efforts to make it worse, the situation worsened as he pursued a military career. Initially, I was against it, but my love for him led for me wanting to make it work. I believe we were on the same path towards marriage before he left for basic training. Unfortunately, he wanted to postpone that idea into practically another year with no ring. And despite my feelings of not wanting to get left behind, he ultimately let me go, diminishing his promises of love and commitment. Oh, that's heartbreaking. I specifically kind of avoided the ones where they submitted for themselves, but I guess these have been their personal submissions. So that's pretty good, because typically the ones where they're submitting themselves are very easy to get on. Sometimes the ones that need a little bit more investigating, they typically don't want to come on, or they'll respond to me and act like they want to come on, but then they're like, oh my God, who submitted me? I'm like, I'm not telling you who submitted this. And then I get ghosted. That's typically how it goes. So we'll probably get these two on the pod, which is exciting, because I feel like that's pretty rare for these episodes. Like, I'll read the submissions and then for whatever reason, like, I can't get them on the podcast because, you know, some people don't want to spill their trauma online for the internet. Okay, this next one says they were basically together for years, got married. Very shortly after getting married, she figured out he was cheating on her with a much older woman from the gym by seeing texts on his phone. Instead of confronting him, she printed out the texts and stayed quiet. In therapy, he denied the cheating. So that's when she brought out the printed off text messages. Another fun piece is that she is a divorce attorney. Oh my God. I don't know if you're on social media and you've seen that divorce attorney. He's like a gray haired dude. He's very like charismatic, and he always talks about being a divorce attorney and kind of what goes into that. And he, to me, seems so skeptical of marriage that I'm honestly surprised any divorce attorney gets married, because you go into it knowing what you could possibly get on the other side. I feel like it's kind of birth control, but for marriage. Like, if you're constantly surrounded by kids, you're probably not thinking, oh yeah, I can't wait to have kids, because you're surrounded by them constantly. And so if every day you're dealing with these people who just want to get get out of their terrible marriages. You would imagine that would kind of disillusion you from the idea. But no, I think we all just want to believe in love. And then sometimes we believe in love. And then somebody that you're married to cheats on you with a lady at the gym. It's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Okay, this next submission says, I know they were unhoused together and she got pregnant. She got them an apartment and he used her phone to start meeting up with their mutual childhood friend. Here's a trigger warning for some darker material, but then it says her dad took his own life right before her due date and her baby daddy ditched her at the funeral to cheat. Oh my God. He also ditched her and took her phone while she was in labor to cheat in an Applebee's parking lot. The woman he was cheating with was married and ended up getting pregnant. I know the relationship ended in him. Oh God, this is just really terrible. The relationship ended. I'll kind of skirt around this. Domestic violence happened after he cheated on her with another woman. And she started talking to that woman's boyfriend. There's more details, I'm sure. Yeah, I would freaking hope so. The one side note I want to take from that specific submission is a couple of like off the record conversations I've had about this podcast is people are like, who comes on these podcasts? Are they like just these random people that live in the middle of nowhere and you know like there's these weird people, but I feel like a lot of the people I interview are just like very normal, regular people where for these seasons of their life, these crazy things happen to them. Like, you know, you're the father of your child leaving you at your parents' funeral. I think love just has a tendency to bring out the crazy in a lot of people for whatever reason. And we act out of character. And so it can sound like, okay, these are just like some random people that have no social etiquette or social skills. But like, these are people that you would probably know in your everyday life where these insane things just happen to them because unfortunately sometimes relationships just bring out the worst and most terrible parts of us. And so to their point at the end of this, I'm sure there's more details. Let's see if we can get them. All right, this next one's a little bit short. It says, so my ex-boyfriend's ex-wife is newly single within the last 2 weeks. I'm wondering if she's thinking that her and my ex are getting back together. She was engaged to this guy and has been living with him for at least 3 years. So my ex-boyfriend's ex-wife is newly single. Oh, so basically thinking that the ex-wife broke up with her guy that she was living with, thinking that she was going to get back together with the person that submitted its ex-boyfriend. That is freaking messy. What I would love to know actually from the person that submitted this is like, does this guy spit gold? Like what's so good about him to where like this woman would blow up her relationship of 3 years to get back together with him? You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people stay with their crappy relationships just because they don't want to be alone. But if you're with somebody and you're living with them and you've been with them for 3 years, you must like them to some extent. And so the fact that you're going to risk it all for a relationship you don't even know is a sure thing is pretty brave. And I'm wondering what about him would make him worth that risk. This next submission, it says, me and my partner were music director and president of our college a cappella group. After our competition, one person in the group decided they didn't like the music director and turned the whole group against her and tried to vote her out of the position. Honestly, the story has so much context and I can't explain it all without a timeline. So is this not a breakup? I'm confused. Like, did y'all end up breaking up because everyone turned against your partner? What's the tea here? Or is it about a breakup with the organization? And why did they turn against her? Okay, this actually might be kind of interesting because we have so many relationship breakups. It'd be kind of interesting to have a little bit of a change of pace and to see why like multiple people in this group would turn against them. Okay, cool. Let me add that one to the list. Next one.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One says, my best friend of like 18 years, a guy, was caught sleeping with someone's wife in their home. She has audio of it. Oh my God, she has audio of it. And the wife acts like she doesn't care and it's not a big deal. The ex-wife dragged out the divorce. The guy got revenge by a smoking post-breakup body, owning their home and having a new incredible girlfriend. She has lots of little crazy stories throughout. It's hilarious. And says she's totally open to coming in on. Oh, okay, perfect. Love this. I think some of that was worded incorrectly, but that does sound pretty interesting. And it sounds like you're a really supportive friend nominating this person to come on. So shout out to you for submitting them. All right, this story is from a guy. He was dating a woman. She proposed. He was 20. She was 30. Okay, that's weird. 10-year age gap. Here's my thing. I don't really have a problem with age gaps as long as you guys have a fully developed frontal lobe. That's my rule. Once you hit 25, you can only date people like within that range of having a similar frontal lobe. Because I know when I hit 24, 25, my brain completely shifted. And honestly, even at 28, I was thinking about this the other day, like this is the most adult I've ever felt in my life, which God, you would hope so at the age of 28 that you would feel like somewhat of an adult. But the fact that like this woman is 30 and dating this guy who can't even legally drink is pretty insane behavior, but whatever. Okay, he was 20, she was 30, she had kids. And he was trying to help parent them too. Okay, well, he's also a kid, so that's not, anyway. But she told her kids he was just a best friend. Essentially, she hid him. They tried IVF and everything to get pregnant. She was marrying at least one other person behind his back. Okay, this is crazy work. And she wanted to drain all of his money, $30,000, and then put him $100,000 in debt. That's okay. She needs a therapist, but instead she's going to get married to at least one other person. That's what's so funny to me about this submission is the at least. Because it's one thing, it's like, okay, maybe she was dating somebody else and she was going to get married to some other dude, but like at least one other person. The fact that there's multiple people in this option, just kind of bonkers. Okay. Couple more submissions. This one says, I knew this girl in middle school and then she moved in high school. Anywho, fast forward to post high school and she had a long-term high school boyfriend who she ended up marrying. Then she revealed after many years they have been battling infertility and posts her journey. She eventually does actually get pregnant and has two daughters. I see posts here and there, but normal mom and wife things. I don't think about it, but then I start seeing her posts again. Then a few weeks later, she posts a new man. I was just like, what happened? A few months after that, is a pregnancy and engagement post with said new man. She has pictures with both guys for her daughter's school stuff. So it seems like they are all cool, but still, what in the world happened? Yeah, what in the world happened? I think I could kind of draw the conclusion that it's like one of the classic scenarios. Again, back to the frontal lobe rule. You marry this person before you have a fully cooked brain and you realize, oh, we're actually really different, or we've just been together for so long that I feel like we're just attached at the hip because we've known each other since we were kids. And then we have this obligation to stay together. A, because you got married, but B, because that person is all you've ever known. And maybe they just got sick of it and wanted to move on. All right, next submission. A few years after high school, I got added to a group chat with all my high school friends. This person invited us to his wedding in Guatemala. He had moved to Guatemala for her, I'm assuming his wife, leaving behind two dogs in Miami. Wedding was great. Her family was rich. They hosted his family and friends in their house. I invited them to my wedding a few months later. They no-showed. And then I saw him post a cryptic quote on Instagram. Oh, classic. This is like classic breakdown material. Someone like soft launching their divorce. I go to his profile and all their pictures are gone. And same with hers. She actually unfollowed me and removed me as a follower. That's actually pretty weird. I almost wonder like what you have to do with it, because you just invited them to your wedding. Okay, I'm actually really interested in that, but I get the sense that person's probably not going to want to talk, considering it looks like they're going MIA by unfollowing you, but you know what? I'll do what I can. All right, this person and her husband lived in Phoenix with their two daughters near his family after college. My most recent update was that they were moving to Hawaii to be closer to her family. Next thing I know, the husband is nowhere to be seen and even off social media completely. She is a semi-influencer, small business owner, and I would love to know what happened if she's willing to share it all. Just being nosy and too scared to ask. Love it. Let's see what we can do. All right, this next one says, my lash artist's husband had his phone open to his affair partner's text while taking a nap on the couch. And I think his daughter saw them and told her mom. The divorce has been so messy. He told their daughter this would all go over smoothly if her mom would just get over it. Okay, that's, we might need to wait a little bit for that divorce to go through. It sounds a little bit too fresh. Okay, this is the last one on my list. I mean, of course I have, what am I up to? I have like 1,200 submissions over the last couple of years. So I probably have more, but these are just kind of the most recent ones that have been submitted that I'm going to be doing some research on over the break. This final submission says, so this breakup happened 2 days before Valentine's Day between two soccer players at XYZ University. They started a run club together when they were dating. And today the run club account posted about how, quote, dating apps don't work, so you should join the run club. And my group chat is desperate to know who posted that and if it was one of them and if the other is pissed. This is a friend of a friend, somebody knows on this team. So please keep me anonymous. It would be so weird if it got back. I found their handles via blah, blah, blah on the Run Club account. Oh my God, that's so funny. Kind of triggering because I'm also in that era of like, I feel like that's what you do once you hit 30. Like everyone's just doing something to feel, we've like accomplished all that we can at this point. And it's like, we all need some kind of common goal. For me, that's like booking flights. I always feel like I've done something cool. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting on a plane. For some people, that's like picking up running or picking up some kind of niche hobby. And everyone I feel like is going to the run clubs because that's where you're supposed to like meet your super fit and hot partner. How awkward would it be if like that person maybe cheated on somebody else with somebody they met at the run club? I just feel like that'd be so messy, but also kind of like a really good start to a rom-com. Like you and your boyfriend started this run club together and then like some hottie comes to it and you have to like start a rival run club. I don't know. It's kind of giving Disney Channel original movie, but that's where my mind has to go. When we get these stories and we don't know what happened, it's like I have to start drawing conclusions until I find out how it ends. But hopefully we will get some interesting details for some of these submissions. As always, feel free to submit any stories via the submission form in the episode description. I always look forward to getting a little bit nosy. And I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.